Okay, everyone, this is the Dirty 30 Diary. I'm Dirty D, and we have my part-time co-host, Unforgettable Steph.
Hello.
And we also have a guest, which I'll introduce shortly. Do you have a nickname, just so I know?
Oh, Tia Michelle's just fine.
Okay. So, just a simple recap. Last week, we talked about dating. I decided that I'm not going to be dating, or I'm going to avoid dating. I think I'm better off getting my shit together and just being single. So, I've kind of been playing, I guess, like matchmaker, because I want everybody else to be happy since I can't be happy right now. So, I just won't let me be happy. So I just started, like, one of the main things that I've noticed about myself, like a part of like the whole growth process, is that when you are dating and like you really want to be with someone and you're single and you have all these like things that you want in a partner, but you just don't have like the things that you want in a partner is not a reflection of who you are. So you kind of have to look at yourself and to even see like, are you ready for the things that you want? And are you also ready to reciprocate those same things that you're looking for in a significant other? So then I got to thinking about, you know, just what people's deal breakers are and how we tend to put like what the type of people that we want, we put them in a box. So like you'll say you want this person to have a car, a job, like be financially stable. You know, if you have kids, like you want them to be good with kids and like just different stuff. And then it's kind of like, okay, there's also things that people like to kind of put out there and say that they absolutely would not date someone who, you know, like me, has been to jail, has engaged in like very explicit activity. Yeah, everybody has their shit. So I feel like people that date me, like, I kind of, like,
they don't
you
have
say,
shit.
I know you say I overshare.
You overshare
because,
for sure.
Because I'm like, I'm in a place where I'm like transparent. Like, I don't want to get to know someone.
Transparent is cool, but sometimes you overshare. Like, you don't need to tell every detail of everything in your life.
I know, but it's like, would you rather me tell every detail up front, or would you rather date me, fall in love with me, and then find out some shit that you're,
I mean,
your deal breaker?
I mean, there's certain things that you can tell people, but you overshare on a daily.
Well, it's my journey, okay? If I want to overshare so I can be transparent, then. Until it, like, so far, it's been pretty, it hasn't been bad. It's just
Yeah, but then they use it against you, and then you're like, wait.
Well, if somebody uses it against me, then I don't want to be with that person anyway, so it's fine.
You don't break it off with them anyway, so.
She's, like, whatever. So, anywho, so I started talking about deal breakers. Like I said, for me, I feel like my deal breakers for people, like someone's deal breaker would possibly be someone who's been to jail, someone who has been a prostitute or a hoe, someone who, I don't know, what else? It's probably like the worst of it. And then for my personal...
For certain people, kids.
Wait, no, for...
Careers.
So what, no, what, first, what would someone's, like if you could say, like tell me the, if somebody said like tell me the worst things about you that you think that I would have a problem with later on, what would you say? You're like, what do you mean?
I don't understand.
What, like, what would be...
No, I understand. And I said, well, I would tell them I don't understand. Like, oh. I'm sorry, what?
No comprendo.
Right, I don't speak English. Ooh, damn. That's... You're really putting me on the spot.
Well, I told mine first.
Yeah, but you already shared your journey. I haven't.
Well, you don't have to share your journey. Just say, you know, if you want to, but...
Deal breakers, usually... with me.
I know one. Can I say one that you are a little bit of a lush, that you love a nice alcoholic beverage?
Oh yeah, probably. People, I think that is one of the first things that I tell people. Not the first thing. I let you like me a little like, bit like,
before I reveal that I am a mean drunk.
Right. I think I do. I've started to tell people like, so there's this other side of me. Like, this bitch comes out every once in a while.
Like, she only after
only when
some
I'm drunk.
Hennessy.
Oh yeah. Or that
tequila.
Probably is a deal breaker with me. Like, you have to actually be able to see me wasted and love me after that.
Yeah, like, so get to know you, fall in love with you as a person, see you drunk, and then
If you can handle it,
then you're in. You're stuck.
Yeah, so, you're stuck because yeah. you'll like me.
Yeah. Pretty much. What about?
No, there's more deal breakers, though.
Okay, we have one more person, and I'm sorry, say your name one more time.
Atiya.
So if you want to come a little closer. So what, if you, meeting a person meeting you, going on a few dates, or getting to know you a little better, what do you think another person's deal breaker would be for you?
For me?
Yeah. I like how everybody, when it comes to you, you ask somebody what their deal breakers are, it's like, oh, he can't do this, he can't do that. And then you ask them, well, what would theirs be for you? For me?
There's none.
What?
Like, I know what my deal breakers are for other people, but the thing is, like, what would I follow? I guess, well, something I guess I'm coming in contact with a lot is my weight.
So you think that, like, but you're not?
But I don't
I'm not, yeah, I'm not, but it comes up.
But I don't feel like that should be a deal breaker, because if they're even talking to you, they see you. It's not like you're dating a blind person, and it's like, hey, I have to tell you that I weigh this much.
Yeah, I mean, but that's why I don't go on a lot of dates anymore.
Or be like, well, I thought you were
going through a drought.
I saw your scale, and you're a lot heavier than you were.
Yeah, I'm going through a drought right now, so.
Girl.
I have kids. I have a substantial amount of kids. Well, I have 3 kids.
It's not a substantial amount.
Yeah, because I'm like, I know a lot of people with 8 and 9 kids, so no. My demeanor, I guess. I'm kind of abrupt. A lot of guys don't like that. I'm abrasive and aggressive in some aspects.
She's very aggressive. So you're like her when she's drunk on a regular.
Right. I'm not aggressive. Oh,
but like aggressive, like sexually aggressive?
No, I'm not sexually aggressive at all.
Oh, okay.
I'm so very what submissive kind of aggressive? Sexually. I'm just like,
maybe your personality?
Yeah.
Like you were like a little more assertive? Like kinda,
I'm very assertive. Very, so
like
assertive.
Very business-ish. Like you kind of approach everything like
no
from,
bullshit.
Yeah, like no nonsense kind of thing. I need you to marinate on it, because I feel like that's just like a cop out. Because some people like assertive.
Not a lot of guys do.
I think.
I've had guys tell me them feel like it's intimidating.
I love bossing people around.
You love bossing people around, but you date women.
I was too much of a nigga for them.
It's true.
It's like that.
Yeah.
I'm feminine,
I've
but
had that a lot.
They say I'm too mannish or too.
Yeah.
See, I play the role. Well, I don't play the role.
You play
if I
the
like
role.
You,
you're...
if I like you, I'm very submissive. If I don't like you, you can't get me to do shit.
Well, if you're strong, I'm submissive.
I've never seen you be submissive, but okay. So, okay,
you don't
so.
Date me. I'm
no
very
comment.
Submissive. You should have seen me the other night.
So, that's a whole other situation. So, anyway, so, okay, so what. I've said that my deal breakers, took a poll on my Instagram page, and a lot of people's deal breakers were like, I don't know, I have to look. Mine specifically were like bad hygiene, and I don't like negative energy. So if you were like a Debbie Downer, or what is the guy's, well, Debbie Downer. So like a Debbie Downer, someone who just kind of comes around and like, just super negative or super like their energy is just like they're pessimistic.
Yeah.
Like that when you fuck with my energy, it's like I take it very personal. And I was kind of thinking of one, and like what we talked about earlier, like I don't think I could do bad sex. Like if you're really if you're bad, if like you're not teachable, it's like it's not.
I can do.
It's bad.
Like average dick, maybe a little small. If we could work with it, but if you just have bad sex, period, that's just that's a no go.
It's gonna be a no for me.
Right.
So, what did you think about another deal breaker for you?
No ambition for sure. You don't have to have like a certain like you have to want something in life.
You have to have a job, but you have to want to.
Not even like a job, a hustle or something. You cannot not just take life and not go to work. I can't go to work and you're home. I'm just sorry. It just can't happen. You have to be able to make some money.
So you don't want a stay-at-home boyfriend?
Hell no.
Okay, got it.
Or somebody that just their whole life is partying or like showing off for the gram. Like, no.
Okay.
Stuff like that I can't deal with.
Okay. And what about you?
Current deal breakers. You just actually
you have like they go they
you have
they
to
cycle.
At least come with what I have.
Okay.
You can't you
in terms of like
housing, income, car. I can't date a guy without anymore. I've tried it.
Yeah.
Trying to be like, oh, I'm a ride or die, and I'm a stick, and it
yeah, I'm like,
it ends up being like really bad in the end. Yeah. So you at least have to come with what I come with. You have to at least bring to the table with what I bring to the table. You know, I can't do, oh, I live with my aunt and my grandma. My mom.
No, my mom lives with me.
No. No. Because then you end up trying to monkey bar from your mama's house to my house, and I'm not having it.
Right. That's a very good term.
They try to rush the relationship because they need somewhere to stay.
Right. Are you fucking with me because you need somewhere to stay, or do you fuck with me?
There's a post about that.
Yeah. It was It was like you're...
Like you're homeless, like, but you're like...
It was like you're homeless, but you're... You're homeless sexual. Yeah. You're like, okay.
You're staying with somebody.
Yeah,
you're
trying to fuck your way to a stay, and it's not going to happen over here.
Like, all my shit is not in order, so I don't expect somebody to have everything in order.
Right.
But I at least need you to, like, know where you're going or what you want to do, because we can't be two confused people.
We can't both be sleeping in the car.
Like, we can't both be just like,
it's not gonna work.
So tomorrow.
What are we going to do tomorrow? Like, how are we going to eat?
How are we going to get this money?
That's not going to work. So do you feel like there's a difference between deal breakers and just like pet peeves?
Yeah.
Like, is a pet peeve? I feel like a pet peeve, if done too many times, it's automatic deal breaker. Like, you could do certain things that get on my nerves, but if you keep doing them, then it becomes a deal breaker and you got to fucking go. Like, I can't deal with it. But then there's also...
But deal breakers are usually the stuff that you don't even give it a chance to go anywhere. Like, oh no, that's not gonna work out.
I feel like I'm petty, so my pet peeves are also my, deal breakers.
That's because I'm just petty.
Working on it in 2019. Mm. So,
I was working on 2019.
You were supposed to drink
that too. But just keep reminding me.
I'm just trying to motivate you.
Earlier I said I was going to do something. What was I talking about?
Let me know when you think of it. I'm sorry that you forgot.
I know
the feeling. So, okay. So then there's like, you know, annoying habits, pet peeves. That's separate. And then, of course, you have just things that I guess. We're saying like what the fine line is. So if you do meet someone and say that today you met, who's like someone that you love, like a celebrity, like a celebrity crush, like someone that you see him. And if you feel like if you met him, you guys would really hit it off.
No.
None? Nobody? Idris Elba?
Well, yeah, Idris Elba, yeah.
Okay, so say you meet Idris Elba. Everybody loves Idris Elba.
Everybody.
Yeah. Anyway, so
it's the accent and
the
voice.
It's the accent. He's got beard,
look, everything.
Yeah. I ran into him at a club once, and he was just with a bunch of white girls. So I just turned off. So I just, I don't know. Yeah. But yeah. Anyway, that's besides the point. So say you just met Idris Elba, and he seems to have everything going for him, and then, you know, he's like. You know, he says in his accent, you know, like, hello, and then he says, you know, he just got divorced not too long ago. They've been separated, whatever. He just got divorced. So she took everything, and he's like, he doesn't have a place to stay. But he still has his job and everything like that, but he just doesn't have a place to stay. Would you let Idris stay with you?
Oh, no. No.
So would you date Idris while he was getting his shit together?
Yeah, I mean, I've dated a guy like that before, and it was only because
like
I Idris? Knew
that like he Idris had his or like homeless?
No, like in that situation.
Okay.
Only because I knew he had his shit together before the situation.
So you have proof
I was
that,
okay.
You have proof that this was a true story.
Yeah, because I knew him before.
Okay.
And I knew he had his own place before. And
right.
He lived alone, and he had ended up getting into a relationship and then getting engaged and moving in and then separating.
So
or
like
the engagement broke off, and then he would stay with his mom, you know, instead of going back straight to his own place.
Okay.
So I understood that.
Right. So
I made accommodations for that.
Okay. So was he fine? Is that why you made the accommodation? Or did he have good penis? Like, what was it about him that made that something that you were willing to, it's because you guys had history.
It's probably the history.
So, like,
because he's not that fine anymore, and the sex wasn't that great.
Oh.
And it was long distance at that.
So oh. Just like,
but is it, you said anymore, but at the time when you like somebody, you think they fine, their sex is great.
And it's everything.
So at that moment, you think he was fine, and you thought he had
so,
sex
like,
was
the fine,
great.
Like,
oh, when I met him, he was, yeah, it was.
It was on, like, Donkey
because,
Kong.
But it's been years since we met, so it's like.
Okay, but when
life
that
got
was
a hold
going
of both
on,
of us.
Was that when he was fine to you?
He was still attractive. He wasn't fine, but he was still attractive.
So in this case, okay, so everyone has their deal breaker, and then I feel like you have your, like, your tolerance is based on how much you want this person. So, like, I know people who have, like, in the beginning, like, now I overshare. Previously, I didn't overshare. And people would constantly, I won't say talk themselves out of pussy, but they'll just sit there and they'll say all this shit that they wouldn't deal with. And then I'll turn around and be like, well, you know, I've been to jail. And they'll look at me, assume that they, like, oh, I didn't know that. Like, well, what happened? And then they'll say, like, something like, well, that's different. How? You said that you wouldn't date someone who has a record. Right. You said you wouldn't date someone who used to sell pussy. Like, you'll say all this shit in front of me because you don't know my story. And then I tell you, and then you're just like, oh, well, you know, well, everybody has a hustle. Like,
Everybody has a background. Everybody has a hustle.
Everybody
has a past. You got that all out of your system, right?
Right. But like, right. But like, but everyone, I think if the person is fine enough or if you vibe with the person in a certain way, like, you're willing to deal with some shit, like, you can say, like, oh, I never fuck with somebody who, oh, yeah, that might be one. Like, I don't fuck, I couldn't fuck with, a drug head. Like,
ooh, I don't think
I could. If you dabble.
Which drug?
I can't deal with some, like.
The hardcore shit, I can't.
Yeah, well, I've done E-pills, I've done Molly, I've smoked a little weed before, and
we don't consider that drug head, so that's just no. Party but
there's
favors.
Like, but there's people that do. That's just a good time. It's a Friday night out,
like,
on the town.
Would coke bother you?
I've messed with somebody that did coke, and did that's actually how you? I met him. And I actually didn't like him. I liked him less when he wasn't high. Like, he just had no conversation.
I don't mind if you do it here and there, but if I see it, like, it's on a constant,
like,
basis,
you're abusing,
like, yeah,
it.
Like. This is like, if every time you hang out or every time you party, you have to have it, then, yeah, that becomes a problem for me. Because I don't do it like that.
What if they have, like, a lot of money?
That means you have a lot more coke and it's a lot more party. So, no. No, because...
But I know, like, I've seen, like, lawyers and doctors, like, who literally, they have their weekend, they get their money, and then they, like, when they party, they party. And then
If it's just at that moment, but if it's like a thing that you have to do it all the time, no, that's annoying. I don't even like, I've low key noticed that I don't even like men who have to smoke 24/7. Like, I don't mind you smoking weed, but if everything that we do, we have to stop, roll a blunt, buy this, all that, that shit just becomes
we need to go
issue.
To the store, we need to buy
blunts.
And then
you can't even buy everything in the same location. You got to go to three separate places to roll up a blunt.
You have to get the weed. You have to get the roll up.
And then you gotta smoke it so that you get hungry so that we can go inside this restaurant.
Right, before we go.
I can't.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So I realized recently that that's not a deal breaker for me, but that's something that I really strongly dislike.
Yeah, like, it's not something that you're gonna wanna do. Like, you have to think long term. You're thinking long term, like, do you want to spend, how many hours of your life are you gonna spend waiting on this negative?
Or like, we gotta go
smoke.
Yeah. Like, but I don't mind if you smoke.
Yeah, if you
there.
Smoke here and there, that's fine. But if it's time consuming and apparently...
And it makes you dumb. Some people can function. One of my homegirls, like, I legitly say she functions really good smoking weed. But then there's some people that are just...
Some people, it's like
down.
You're talking to them on the phone, like, what are you doing? Be like, huh? No, yeah, see, no. This is not going to work. So I feel like there's tolerance levels and there's, like, fine lines to everything. So you don't mind drugs, but if they do too many drugs, that's fine. I don't mind drugs, but I have a thing with, like... I feel like I've never met a person who dabbles in crack. So I'm just going to say no. Like, I've never met someone who's like, oh, I just do crack.
I just do heroin here and there.
No, I have met sporadic.
You're lying.
Yeah, this girl, she's really, 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 really pretty. Like, look like Kim Kardashian-esque, but like, not saying like a real Kardashian, but she was like full Middle Eastern. And she just used to be like, to control it, like, she'll buy it and then she'll put, like, she would put it in her weed and then she would smoke it and then she would make herself, like, if she bought, like, whatever it comes in, she would just do it and then she would make herself flush it down the toilet because she was like, she felt like if she finished the whole thing by herself, like, who would mean that was like addicted.
So that's a deal breaker. You're doing
she's
heroin.
She's wasting money.
You're doing heroin.
And wasting money at the same time.
And that's a deal breaker for me.
No, because now you're wasting money in both aspects of it. You're flushing it down the toilet and you're fucking snorting it or whatever the fuck you do with heroin.
Right. So you either shoot it or you smoke it.
Whatever.
You're like, don't waste it. I'll just hold it for you the next time you want to
get it. Now we're spending double money.
But I think no one knew she was like, I don't think anyone knew that she was like into it. So she was kind of discreet. Like I didn't know until she told me. I was like, are you sure it's heroin or are you
I don't know, because then I feel bad because I can't really say like, oh, I don't, those are deal breakers for me, because somebody could be like, well, you don't drink all the time, but when you drink you get fucking wasted. That's a deal breaker for me,
right? So I think
like I'm being judgy, but
I'm trying not to be judgy, but that's a deal. Like, I mean, I feel like that's what deal breakers
are. But I
also
feel like people have told me like, Steph, if this doesn't stop or you don't chill out, then
if this is the norm, if you're gonna keep whooping my ass every time you have a shot, then this is not gonna work because my face hurts. So I think for everyone it's like, okay, if you like this person a lot, you'll deal with
a lot more.
If you don't like them as much, you're gonna deal with a lot less. Like, I have people that have probably the same, but they do it different.
Yeah, like recently I was introduced, it's funny because I was introduced to two people, the one I told you today,
okay,
that I like.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried my hardest not to even meet him because for some reason I just knew I wasn't like him. They introduced me to somebody else. That man, from the moment he opened his mouth and said something to me, I was like, it's not gonna work. But I tried it for like 3 weeks.
What did he say?
He was just very aggressive, and I don't like, I felt like everybody kept telling me what he had, and then he came over here like he was just gonna like, he knew he was going to get me.
He's also, you already know what's going on,
right,
with me.
So you know what's going on. We're going to go on a date and all type. Like, to me, that's a no. And then my homegirl was like, you just don't like him. And I was like, why? She said, because you haven't even, from the moment you saw him, you was like, I'm cool. Anybody else, if you would have liked him a little bit, you would have gave him a little bit of a chance.
True.
So it really is how much you like a person.
So maybe arrogance is a deal breaker for you?
Yeah, because I always feel like I got to bring you down a little bit. Like, stop. No.
Like, first of all, your dick is little. Let's start there.
That shit was whack.
That's usually my aim. I like the cocky ones.
Really?
Really?
I like secure men. I like men that walk into a building and they don't have to say anything. Like, their presence is just known. They walked in. Like, they could be quiet, but I don't know. But arrogance and like showing off,
like your show. Yeah, I don't like that.
See, I like what's a certain level. It's real air, like that real aura of
like
arrogance.
Diddy?
Like, you know what you are, you know what you have. Not that fake, I'm not confident, but I'm gonna pretend to be confident, so I'm extra over the top and
yeah, I don't like over
annoying.
The top.
Like, to try to overcompensate that I'm not really anybody.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
But when you are,
but
just
it's like, for me,
really
sometimes it's like, I can't really
person.
Tell. Like, sometimes it gets to the point where I can't tell. Like, I can't tell. Some people are really good at masking it, and some people do really have it together, but they're just, it came at a time where they weren't ready for it, and it's just like, okay.
They don't know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
Because it's the people that have to remind you of what they have.
Right.
Right.
Or it's, they want to point out what everybody else around them don't have.
Right.
So it's those guys that it's, like, annoying. Like, you try to, like, go out of your way to show your watch off. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
by
somebody,
the way.
Someone said that. Like, she's like,
constantly changing your position.
She said that she was with this guy and he kept doing this, but he was really, it wasn't that kind of watch. Like, it was regular. So she said that was the part that she didn't like. It would have been okay if he was doing this if it was like a Rolex. But it wasn't a Rolex.
First of all, it wouldn't have been okay if he was doing this as a Rolex either.
It's a fossil. It was a fossil.
No, see, I don't know. I
like
think
fossil
I like,
watches.
I do. I do too. I like guys that you can't tell. Like, you could tell that they have something, but you don't know what exactly.
Sometimes you think that they don't have something.
And it'd be
dick. It don't be like material shit. The confidence is coming from their pants.
And you're like, yes, winning.
You're like, right. You'd be like, I don't care what you have, sir. So, okay. Mm-hmm. So, speaking of deal breakers, the second part of the question was a two-parter. So, the second part of the question is, would you date someone who had sex with your friend?
I'm going to let you answer this first.
Right.
I'm going to say not knowingly.
Okay, so my answer would be obviously yes. Like, I would totally, it just depends, obviously. But we're talking about, first of all, I said dating someone who had sex with your friend. So I'm not talking like whole ass relationship. I'm just talking about just sex. Okay. Once, maybe twice, or maybe they used to be like fuck buddies. No emotional kind of like attachment.
Right.
It's still no?
No. That just makes it even, no, it's just as bad. I'm not going to say it makes it worse, but it's.
So on no, not even if it was just once, just no. Okay. It's Steph.
I'm going to say yes. Because I've done it.
Because I'm doing it now.
Right. Now, like I said, if it was somebody that I knew, my friend, like either really liked, wanted a relationship, or they did have a relationship, anything of that sort, no. Because I've fucked guys that then, years later, I talked to my homegirl, and she's like, oh, I fucked him too. We live in L.A. As big as it is,
it's very really small. The community is very small.
But it's really small. Everybody knows everybody. Somehow, some way, you always find or run into somebody that your friend has fucked, depending on how many friends you have and how much of hoes they are.
Yeah.
Because I have a few that, we've gotten around.
Yeah.
So, yes. And then I had a couple that were passed on to me by friends.
You're welcome.
That were, and then also sometimes, depending on your friends, some of these women only fuck them for money. So if I know that my homegirl only fucked you for what you had, and I kind of like you, and I fuck,
genuinely like you, I also want money.
Right. I'm going to. So, yeah. But, you pass on a one.
Okay. So, see, what happened was, my thing is, like, if it was just sex, first of all, I'm a very good friend because I'm not going to pass you something that's trash. So if I know that the sex was decent, and like, I might not have liked him as a person. Like, there's this one guy in particular, and I fucked him years ago. He has a really big dick. He kind of looks like Ludacris. Like, he was cute to me. However, like, he was just very, like, I could picture him being with one of my other friends who was like, who liked that kind of thing. I wasn't really into it. And he, like, everything about him, like, he had a nice job. He had his own place. Like, I thought he was a good guy. I personally I wasn't interested. At the time, I think I think it was that girl, Corey. So, like, anyway. I was dating this girl. So, when we, like, messed around, it was kind of like, wham, bam, thank you. Like, nothing. Like, I'm pretty sure he was, dating other women. It wasn't personal. So, I've actually tried to hook him up with, like, a couple girls, because I have friends who are like, oh, there's no guys out here that are like cool, and I'm like, I know a guy, he's really cool. And then they have to, like, is that uncomfortable moment where you're like, I feel like I'm like your, did you say it was your cousin?
Yeah.
And like, I feel like I'm that girl. Like, when you were telling the story, I was like, that's totally me. Like, you have to be like, did you have sex with him? And I'll be like,
right. You always have to ask them, because I'll be like, how do you know him?
Yeah, oh, that's her first question. How do you know him? I'll be like, we had sex one time.
That's her favorite line. She always tell you the one time. We had sex one time.
It was one time. I'm a very curious person. So in my past, not recently, but in my past life, when I meet someone and I'm attracted to them, I immediately start thinking like, I wonder what you have going on. And then if we're cool, and sometimes even if you're not cool, like, I'm still curious. We're like, okay, they're not cool in this way, but what if they're cool in other ways? Right. So it's like, it happens, and then I find out, and then I'm just like, still don't like you. And then sometimes it helps, and you're like, I like you now. Not usually not, but.
Mm-mm. Or sometimes you just be like, they make a better match with someone.
Yeah, with someone else. Like, if I know someone is looking for something very specific, and I happen to know somebody that's exactly what you're looking for. Or
not that person that they're looking for.
Yeah, like, and I've done that too. I've hooked girls up with, like, if I've messed with someone, like, I've hooked people up with people that,
Does that third person feel in that situation? Like, the guy in your situation?
Well, I did have the guy that looked like Ludacris. He was just like, why do you keep trying to be up with your friends? He's like, why do you keep trying to hook me up with your friends? I was like, I think you're a really nice guy. And he was just kind of like, well, I'm also available for you ever. And I was like, no, thank you. Like, I've never been. But I do know, like, I know a lot of good guys. I know a lot of guys who, like, I don't really, like, deal with any bum niggas. Like, even when I was, dating them, I don't recall anyone that I was like, I have people that I would like to unfuck, but I don't have anyone that I was like, I can't believe I fucked you because you're just like you're like, I don't know. I've never had that situation.
I do have a few.
But I have a few. Let me tell you some stories.
Right.
So I don't think it's a problem. I think that if you know that someone's a better fit for you, then it is your duty to make sure that your friends are happy and that they find love no matter what. Because you want your friends to be happy. And I would love to just be like, haha, like, and then you're like telling me like, girl, he did this thing. I'm like, I know, with his tongue.
That's like, not funny.
High five. No, I'm just kidding. No, like,
I don't, like I said, you overshare too much.
And the time, and the time also matters. Like if this was years ago, like how many years would you say, like, would it have to be like a year ago or?
No, because
the guy I hooked you up with recently, that was, what year is this?
First of all, you didn't hook me up.
I allowed him to slide in your DM. He asked me for permission. I felt like that was very respectful.
I didn't know who he was.
He
I
said,
was
who
like,
is this
who
person?
Is this?
He was more concerned, like, have you dated her? Because I know that you like
I know,
certain types of women.
He actually asked me multiple times. And then for whatever reason, he saw a picture of me for New Year's with my homegirl. And we were asleep. Like, our heads were next to each other. And he's like, huh, do you want to tell me something? No, you keep fishing for this. I'm not gay.
Like, I'm not really gay. It's for play. So I have, okay, so when he asked me, I was just like, sure. And then I also told him if he's just trying to fuck or if he's just trying to be on some like, oh, you're cute and your friends are cute and I'm trying to see what's going on, like, then leave her the fuck alone. I was like, she's ready for a relationship. She's ready for a husband. She don't have time for no game. So if you're trying to play with her, don't fuck with her. And like, it was very straightforward about that part. And then when he pursued it, I was like, okay, cool, I know he's a good guy, other than, you know, some other stuff, but I know he's a good guy. Like, he's nice, he's respectful, like, he's a man of God, like, he's a good guy. So when I hooked them up, I haven't, like, we haven't done anything. I could safely say this is so I could safely say about over 5 years.
Okay, that's
at least.
That's like a
minimum. At the very least, 5 years.
And I'm still getting to know him, so it's not like I rushed into doing
right.
Something
so it's
with
not
him.
Like it's kind of like by the time you guys figure out, it's going to be 6 years.
By the time we figure out if we're even doing anything.
Right. So I feel like that's also very important to know. Okay, so when was it? Was this like a couple months ago? Did you just hop off the dick and you're trying to pass it along? Like what? Like how long?
Right.
So your story is basically, you can go ahead and share. So you're saying no, that's not okay.
So, well, from the conversation, I'm obviously single. And
everyone out there.
Ready to mingle.
I'm the only one out of my little group of friends who's not actively seeing anybody.
Okay.
I'm just like really just
chilling. Okay.
So the conversation was about hooking each other up with guys we thought was good for them.
Okay.
And it came to me and my sister was like, oh, I got a friend from work. And my cousin was like, oh, I know a guy. And I have to question her because she's a little free spirited.
She's Aquarius?
So, no.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Almost cool.
She's almost cool.
She's free spirited though. She's like, she loves everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So
is that what it's called?
Is that what it's called? Love.
She loves everyone. No, not everyone, but she's you know, quite
right.
Free spirited.
Okay.
So I'm like, I have to ask her, like, have you? And she just had this confused look on her face, like, why even ask that? Like,
yeah, like, does it matter? Differences it matter. He's yours now.
It does matter to me. I don't know. I'm just,
why? Because you feel like they're gonna compare, or
like, oh, why does it matter?
I don't know. It's just something that's always mattered to me. I've been like that since grade school. Not like, you know, your friend has a crush on somebody or your friend had a boyfriend and y'all were in the fifth grade and, you know, in high school.
That's
he's
if you,
like,
that's
it's
if you
still
know they
you
like them.
Look at them differently. It's just like, no, once it's off.
No,
limits,
but you said like, who's talking about like? We're talking about fucking. Like these people had
well,
sex.
Well, yeah, like I've just been the same. I used to make that same distance before I started fucking. And now that I'm, you know, of fucking ages, it's still the same thing. It's like I still like look at you of off limits once you've touched one of my friends or someone I'm close
so
to.
So here's the thing with me, like, no, because when you said it's we're talking about fucking, I can admit, like, in my younger age, you know, when I was not now
young,
as you know, I'm better now,
full of cum,
right? I used to be the party girl. I used to go out and fuck, and like if I got drunk, if I liked you, I'd take you home, we fuck and whatnot. I can't expect my friend who might actually meet this person somewhere else or get to know them, not fuck with them because I had sex with them one time when I went out. Like, that's unfair. I can't be like, oh, no, he's off limits because I fucked him. Then, well, damn, bitch, you done fucked a whole bunch of other motherfuckers.
Let's just go.
Right? So it's like, that's unfair. And I actually have a friend. I have a friend like that, that at one point I'm like, I'm not going to not talk to people that I meet other places, not with you. Like, I never even knew that you knew this person. I end up knowing that you fucked them. But, I mean, it is what it is. You fuck a lot of motherfuckers. That's it.
So what do you feel like, is there any time where it's just like, you just shouldn't bother?
Fucking with them?
No, bother telling the person.
Yeah. When if I don't think, if I'm going to tell
if
you.
If I don't remember.
No. If I don't think it's going to go anywhere to where I need to tell them, hey, you know what? Or if I really didn't know that you fucked them, but I can't. Just like I can't expect people not to deal with some of the motherfuckers that I fucked on, you can't expect me not to, like, want to entertain a relationship with somebody just because you had sex with them. And maybe you only had sex with them once.
What if the person had sex with them once and then she was just like, I can't believe you knew that I had sex with them once and you still talk to them?
I'm going to be like, bitch, you fuck a lot of motherfuckers. Like, that's it.
It's like, it's not my fault that you've had sex with everybody.
Right. That's like me. I can't fault motherfuckers to... having sex with people.
I get it. Like I said, I've done it unknowingly.
Yeah.
Like, I met a guy apart from wherever he had knew somebody else that I knew, and we hooked up, and then later on I found out that he knew her.
So, and then, like, did you still talk to him?
I think by that time I had already stopped talking to him. And it was awkward for her, or it was awkward because it made her upset.
So, was she dating him or just fucking him?
I had just fucked him.
But okay. Was she dating him or fucking him?
And then after the fact, she dated him.
Oh, well, that's on her.
And then she found out that you fucked, and then she was mad at you?
She wasn't mad at me because there was nothing she could say, but it was just awkward from that point on.
Mm. You need new friends. No,
it's kidding. Well, that's the thing. Like, it also depends on, like, if you're a close friend. At the time that either one of us dated him, we weren't close, but we were close in between those times, you know. Yeah. There'd be different times where we were closer, but now as an adult, like further into this part of my life, I'm not gonna say as an adult because I wasn't a child then, I was an adult then, but it was just like early adulthood.
As you learned, as you grew,
you know, it's also the relation of the person. Like I said, this was my cousin. This is a cousin I frequently hang out with. So true. Yeah, I can't do her leftovers.
And that does matter too, because sometimes it's like, it's friends, but it's not friends. Like, right. You know what I mean? Like,
if it's a friend of a friend, like, okay, but if it's...
No, friend of a friend's, go for it.
Like, if you can call me after 9 o'clock, we're probably pretty close. And I'm not going to touch anybody.
You'd be surprised. My folks call me after 9 all the time.
I'm like, it's after business hours.
I don't even know you like that.
You're not calling me.
But I mean, I do feel like if you know that they've held a relationship or that person really fucked with that person, then it's a different story. Like, yeah, you don't really want to go there. Me personally.
Okay.
Is it just sex? Nah.
So 77% of the people that voted said that they would not.
They're lying.
Have sex with.
Half of them probably already did.
Pretty much. So.
And you know who those 77 are.
Right. So, and I was going to question them. So I did, one of my friends who. She couldn't make it, obviously. She's out of town. She, like, DM'd me and said that she's literally married to a guy who she fucked his friend. So in this situation, the husband is the one that married somebody that his friend had sex with.
But guys do this all the time. To them, it's not unusual.
Like smashing, like.
Yes.
But, like. That's more like smashing. Like,
we're
I don't
talking
even think
sex.
I met it.
We're talking sex.
Okay,
guys
so
do it all
put the shoe
time.
On the other foot. Do you? So a guy would. Have you ever dated some like a guy and you had sex with his friend?
Yes.
Chess.
Yes, I have.
I definitely have.
Wait, the guy right now that just helped us with the car.
Uh huh.
Well, he was still trying to get my number, and we went on a double date. To a basketball game together.
Oh, so you didn't go to the basketball game with him?
No, I went with somebody else, and he went with somebody else.
Oh.
And yet, even after he realized who I was, he still was like, hey, okay.
So, yeah, that's where I know you're from. So, anyway.
So, anyways, y'all still talk.
So, would you, have you ever, like, met a guy and found out he was friends with somebody you also had sex
later.
With?
Later. Like, not before.
No, you know what?
I was military, so I lived in several small towns.
Okay.
So it would be like, okay, you're in one small town, and...
Then you go to the next
small
town.
You meet a guy, and, you know, you meet another guy, and it turns out those guys actually know each other, you know.
That happens a lot in the military, period.
Oh, no. I've gone to Houston and known people that know other people.
I've gone to other states, and this has also happened.
I think I'm military.
You can't prevent it, right? I think you are in the military.
Yeah, and then you move, and then you end up moving to where somebody else's friend is, and then they move, and then afterwards they become friends after you, like... I've had that situation several times.
Yeah, I've definitely... That's happened a lot. Just because I didn't... Like, when it came to guys, like, I didn't give a fuck. I have way more respect for women. Like, when I, like... date men, it's like, it's just, I don't be giving a fuck.
They're disposable.
Yeah, they're very disposable. So, like, I have the last guy that I, like, dated, I've had, definitely had sex with at least, he's in the industry, so I've at least had sex with 3 people that he knows, and then, like, one person that would be considered, like, a friend, but not, like, a close friend, but, like, a friend, like, he's known him for a minute. But they just kind of know each other because they grew up in the same area.
You got to look at it too. Industry has a whole different set of
rules. Yeah, the industry is crazy because I know it used to be like, not embarrassing, but like you'll go to a studio session or something and then like you'll walk in and then you'll see another person who like you used to mess with or like that. And that's even like on a grand scale and a small scale. Like we're talking like celebrities and also it's the same shit.
For
local celebrities too. Right. Like if you're in the industry and you know... You do music and you fuck this producer guy and then you find out he's working with this artist who you also fuck. Like, that should be very interesting.
I'm so glad that this time of my life is different. Like, I'm so mature and so grown.
I'm grown. Thank God for growth. It's 2019.
Right, 2019. I'm just a whole new person. When you cold.
It's like, I feel like you're, okay. Is it a new person or it's just like a year has gone by so there's not, the same things aren't happening. It's a new chapter.
It's a new chapter.
So,
you know, I can't, you know, I got people listening to me.
Right.
You're not supposed my to be potential.
Here. You're not supposed to be here.
Bye.
So, you're saying that you've, after, it's, everything for you is after the fact.
Yeah, it's been after.
So never knowingly, like, you've seen his homeboy, you know that they're friends, but you're still trying to push up.
No.
You've never had, like, an act, like, you fuck with somebody and you're like, damn, I should have fucked with that other one?
Yes. I've had that, but so I've never acted on it.
So then why'd you go for it? Right, go for it, girl. You only live once.
I mean, there's conversation going on about going for it right now, but I mean, but no, at the time, no.
Maybe the next time I talk to you, I hope that you decided that, you know what, it's not that bad of an idea.
I mean, we've contemplated it. It just hasn't happened yet.
You should just
but it's
let
also
it happen,
been,
girl.
It's been over a long, you know, year span.
It. Just do it.
Because it was like the double date situation you were talking about.
Yeah.
Like, earlier in my, before I joined the military, it was a situation where it was like, I dated a guy, his friend dated my friend, and we used to hang out. And I didn't know at the time that the other guy had a crush on me also, and he was like, oh, yeah, I always wished that we could have traded. And I just now found that out recently. That's when I'm like, okay, it's in the talks.
Like swinging?
No. He was just like, he felt like I was a better fit for him than my friend was.
Okay, yeah. I've definitely had that.
But he waited almost, you know, 10 years to say anything.
That's been 10 years?
Yeah, you better go for it.
Go get that,
That's
girl.
Why I said it's. But we're long distance now. Like I said, I'm long distance from anybody I talk to at this point, so.
On purpose?
No.
Just go get it. I want you to, as soon as you leave here, I want you to take out your phone and say, I'm ready.
Oh, no, that's all the way on the other side of the country. I got to get flued out for that.
Yeah, you do. It happens. Mm. Is that your deal breaker? If you have to pay for your own ticket? You had to pay for your own ticket to go see somebody you would never...
That's why I don't go. I'm like, okay, book it.
That's true. Mm. That could be a...
Like, if I'm there...
I don't know about a deal breaker. Whatever.
Because of something else, if I see you, I see you. But if you're saying you want something and you're somewhere else, no.
So are we talking deal breakers just for sex or deal breakers for a relationship?
Sex is... My deal breaker list is long. It's very... I'm like, no, I don't like that.
For a
no.
relationship or for sex? Like, just to give it up real quick? You said getting flown out. Like, that's a deal breaker?
No, like, if I have to pay for us to play, It's probably not gonna happen. No, some women are just like, they don't give a fuck. If they want it, they want it. What do they gotta do? But me, not.
That's what I'm saying.
If I don't know that it's good, nah, what the fuck am I gonna pay for? But I probably, if I know it's bomb and shit,
so like,
I might fly out for somebody. So
you'd be like, oh girl, the Future had her pay for her own ticket. He said, I'm gonna reimburse you. I'm gonna reimburse you, girl. Just come out here.
Like, nah, I don't know about that. I keep my shit local, so I don't have to do all that.
Don't keep it local.
I mean, as local as I possibly can.
Okay, so if you met someone who you did feel like was perfect for someone else, would you like hook them up and keep it a secret that you fucked them?
I think so.
You?
If I know it's gonna bother them.
Do you feel like it would bother you if I didn't tell you that I had sex with a boy? Like, you found out later that I actually did, but and you guys were already together. It would bother you? Like, bother you to the point where you wouldn't fuck with him?
Probably not. Because I know how it transpired. Like, no, probably not.
Would it bother you? Like, if you found out later and she was just like, I just didn't want to tell you because I thought that you guys would make a really good couple. But yeah, I sucked his dick or something.
Yeah, I would.
You be mad?
Yeah, that's why if it was the other way around, like, I don't have any hard feelings towards anybody. So I'd be like, okay, go for it. I've done that before, like, you know, have at it. But I've never done it with somebody not knowing, you know, what the situation was. I don't think I've
won that person. So if you found out after the fact and you felt like he was a catch, you'd let it go?
I'd be disturbed, but if it was already...
But you gotta take in what kind of friend she is. Like, she a hoe? Is she like... What type? If you know your friend a hoe, you can't be mad.
Right. You know what she does. You know what's
possible. But if you know your friend a hoe, then you'd be like, that means I know your type. I know what you get attracted to.
No, that is not true. Mm-hmm. That is not like, true.
No. You know,
niggas,
I know.
Niggas will fuck if you have, like, say, for example, if you have men and women alike fuck all types of people. Like, you could never be like, oh, you have a type. Like, definitely not with me. Could be a man or a woman. Like, you just never know. So, it's not, you can have a type and you could just do something like I've heard someone say that, like, I had it, they feel like it when it comes to men, I have a type, but I haven't dated, like, when I haven't dated a man, like, I've had one quote unquote so-called boyfriend, and that was years ago, and then I haven't been with a guy in 3 years. So it's kind of like, if I have a type, you'd have to figure it out context clues or something. But with some people, it's like, okay, I know that you only fuck with drug dealers. You only fuck with people with money, so I know that you have a type. Just like I know a few dudes that I've literally tried to introduce them to girls and they've already have fucked them. So it's like, some dudes have a type. You like thick girls.
And some dudes just don't.
They go to GS and hang out at the Cork.
You're so stupid.
And this is what you like. So if you like certain things that you know your friends like, but then also there are some people that could slip through the cracks, and every now and then he might have sex with someone who's, you know, was just for the night.
What did you say?
Yeah. He got a hold of a free spirit and she was willing to give it up, and it just happened.
Doesn't mean that that's his type.
It doesn't mean that's his type, and that's what he just does that. Because that's what this one of the girls said. She was just like, she was turned off because I guess the girl was known for having a stinky vagina. Mm-hmm. So she was kind of turned off, like, that she found out that she had sex.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, he was like, oh, you had sex with her. And she's like known for having a stinky cooch. And then I guess he denied it or something. I don't know. I'd have to ask her how it all turned out. But it wasn't her dude. It was like her fuck buddy. And she said she was still a little, like, weirded out about it for a couple days.
I don't know.
I mean, I'd be...
Because lately my friends have been introducing me to really great guys.
Thank you.
Like, I'd be concerned because it's like, okay, now when that friend comes around, are y'all thinking about hooking up behind my back, like, when she's around?
What if the girl is...
Now I can't trust her to come around when you're around.
What if the girl's married?
The person I'm thinking about, it doesn't matter.
Oh, she in her whole situation. She's mad right now.
I'm not mad. I'm just like I know people who like will swap around like that, and they don't care that we're in a situation.
So about swingers. No, I was kidding.
And I also feel like if your friend is saying, hey, you should date him, I personally don't like him like that. I did mess around with him in the past, but I think you make a better couple. Then they're not interested in being with that person any longer. And you have to kind of know your friends.
Yeah, that's the problem. I know my friends.
I know my friends. I definitely feel like I know what they like, and I know what they, for the most part, I know what they like. I know what they don't like. Like I said, I'm...
But it has to be the other way around. I'm saying, like, our situation. Like, I know that you're not going to introduce me to somebody that you still have feelings for, you still want to fuck, or you're still trying to fuck.
Right.
While I'm in a whole-ass like, relationship. Like, trying to be... Well, not that I'm in a relationship with him now, but I'm saying, like, you yeah, know, like, trying to get to know him or
yeah,
whatnot.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't... Especially because it happens a lot to where, like, there's a couple guys, like, I've tried to hook them up, but then when I talk to them about it, they get real, like, in their feelings because they feel like... I like you. Why are you trying to hook me up with this other person? So, like, in that case, I wouldn't do something like that. Like, I wouldn't try to hook anybody up with someone who's, like, I know has, like, I'm trying to pass them off. Like, have you heard of those parties? They're called swap parties. So you bring someone that it's like a party. It's like a singles mixer kind of thing. You bring at least one person of the opposite sex that you don't want to deal with anymore. And then every person brings a person. So basically everyone is there to like meet someone. So like on the show that I saw that these parties really exist. And then I saw it on a show once and she got mad he got mad because he didn't know that that's why they were going to this party. He thought that they were going, like she invited him to this party to go hang out.
That's what I'm saying. Do both parties know what kind of situation it is?
You're supposed to, but in this case, like he didn't know. And he was like, you brought me here to
give me away.
To give me away. To, like,
change your heart center. Parties?
I don't even know what it's called. I would have to Google
that's
it. But
hilarious.
Do you remember that TV show, Change Your Heart or whatever?
Yeah, where you got to pick between the original person you came with and then the new person that you met.
That's very...
I'd be mad.
I feel
like why are you even talking to me? Just go find your own person.
No, but you're like, it's like you're looking out. Like, you know, I like you, you're cool, but I think you need somebody.
By letting me go.
You should meet somebody at this party. Like, go mingle.
Go,
like,
go. Make friends.
Go make friends. Look, she's hot. Go there.
Right. I feel like I've done that. Oh, I know who I did that with. Oh boy, who I was dating. Last year.
Which one?
Never mind. I can't say his name. But there's been incidents where we've gone out because I still think he's really cool. And I feel like we make great friends.
Now that to me.
No. I'm not good at that. So I feel like we make great friends. And I think, like, for somebody else, he'll be a great boyfriend. It just wasn't for me. So now that when we would go out, I'm like, she's hot. Why don't you go get her number? Okay, and then he's like, really... 70, and I'm like, yeah, like I want you to meet somebody. I want to go on a double date.
Get out there, spread your wings.
Right, but I have done that. I do catch myself doing that a lot when I hang out with him. Be like, oh, she looks good.
She looks good, right? Don't you like Latin girls? Like, go spread your wings.
But that's how I also know that I'm over somebody. If I could do that,
like a boy
right now, the one from that I just told you about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, couldn't give him up for shit right now.
Like, you can't give him
I can't think of any of my exes that I'll gladly pass on to anybody. I'd feel some kind of way.
You're a little selfish.
I am.
You're greedy.
I am. Right? I'm very territorial.
You've never dated somebody that you're just like, you know what? You're not a bad person. Me and you just aren't meant to be together.
I would hook my ex up with someone.
Your ex who? Oh, R.
Yeah.
I was like, wait.
See, you're not good at... How do you say you're not good at mouthing? I mouth it to you and you just say the name. Like, I'm done.
If I feel like you're worthy to pass on, then there's probably something that I see that I can
like. You have to
still
be like,
attached to.
What's that?
No. It has to be something like even my exes that I feel like I have no attachment to. I'd rather them die than just be with somebody else. Like I'm just that person.
God.
Like I want to see you happy. I don't want to see you move on. Like,
you
need
to go to counseling.
I'm friends with exes who have moved on, and they're in new relationships. But I even keep my distance because I'm just like.
You're just a hater.
Right, no.
Like, and they've moved on, and I've moved on. But then when I see them, I'm just
I don't see them and want them,
die.
But I'm just like...
I feel like
I know that you guys aren't happy exactly, so I'm okay with that.
I feel like you have to get to a point where you don't like that person like that at all anymore. Then you're okay with, well, me personally, then I'm okay with, hey, you should hook up with this person or let's hang out type of shit. Because I'm really good at keeping, like, friends. Like, you, they have to get over liking me, too, a little bit for us to become friends, to be cool to hang out.
Call me when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, this doesn't work out. Hook but you up with people. Not even hook them up with people, but just go out and just, like, I don't mind if they talk to other people.
See, now, this might be the issue with me. It's, like, my cutoff game physically is strong. Like,
mine is too.
I'll cut you off and not talk to you just because I saw one little thing that ends up being a deal breaker. If you come across one of my deal breakers, I'll cut you off, even though I still like you. So that might be it. Like, I have exes because simply it was just one or two little things like I just couldn't deal with. And then once I moved on, I still kind of like, it wasn't that you were a bad person. So I'm not going to hook you up with anybody because I could probably still deal with you in the future, maybe, if I wanted to.
So you're just like,
so you just
want to
keep them off for yourself.
And you want to keep them off for yourself.
I don't, yeah.
And you
want to
keep
them
in your back pocket.
Just because I saw he moved on. So yeah, I already know.
Ooh,
I'm that person.
What? Oh, that's you?
I'm a Taurus.
Oh, shit.
Like, I'll go take you back.
Oh, shit.
That's so
just
funny.
Because I feel like you're enjoying something else. Just
I'm
to break up with you all
I'm
over
just
again.
I'm going to say Corona, because you know who that is.
Yeah.
And he's a Taurus. Haven't talked to him for...
He's like, oh, you're happy?
Wait, no. It's been almost 2 years, I think, or a year and a half, something like that, that we've even dealt with each other. And it just seems like every time, like, after a few months, if he hasn't seen nothing from me, heard it, nothing, not a text or nothing, hey, how are you doing? I must be looking happy on my Instagram.
Right. I can't... That's...
Taurus is horrible.
I like to keep tabs on, even if they're not like active tabs, I like to keep tabs on all my
You just got a lot of open tabs.
I have open tags on everybody's Instagram.
Open tabs. Like, I don't have to talk to you. I know where you are, though. I know what you're doing.
I don't know. I feel like it takes me a while to cut people off. I'll be like, no, I can work with it. But then once I'm over it, I'm over it. But I could still be your friend. We're just never going to have sex again. Like, I could go without having sex with you. And it's not that you had bad sex, it's just... Who?
I just cut people, like, when I cut people off, like, I'm pretty stubborn, so, like, if I say that I'm not fucking with you, I'm not fucking with you, unless you, like, I remember I sent you that meme that was like, I miss you, if you say you're sorry, so we can be back, cool. Like, I'm very, like, if I could cut people off really quick.
I will be friends with you again, it just takes, like, a few months, maybe a year. And then we'll be friends again. It's just not going to be on the
you,
same level.
My friend, hot ass
I'm very
mess.
Territorial.
Very but it's not even your territory. Like,
yes, it is.
Territory. You gave it up.
You territory.
If I touched
you
it, if I licked it, it's mine. It's my germs. It's mine.
See, those are the friends that I'm like, no, bitch, just because you licked it, don't mean
turn to lick it.
She wanted, like, oh, I fucked him and fucked him and fucked him.
Matter of fact, let's just go.
Right.
I have to
call
them
later.
No,
I'm not about to sit here and talk to nobody because you done licked everybody. And my germs. Yeah.
My germs. Was that a thing? Like, germs? No. I don't know. Wasn't it River?
It was
on a scary movie.
With the guy with the...
The small hand.
Ew.
It was one of those things. He's like, germs. And then he put his whole hand inside of the mashed potatoes.
So gross.
So,
that's me.
You're territorial. And even when it's not your shit. And you don't care. You'll pass your whatever's on. You won't pass yours on, but you made a statement that was like... You'll tell a girl, like, go for it. So is that, like, a dare?
I doubt it, because...
I mean, I'll say go for it, but I really...
But she
I
don't mean it.
Bitch, I'll fuck you up.
She doesn't mean it.
Would you go... Like, you'd be mad at the girl, you'd be mad at the guy?
Both. She'd be no friends.
So after you say go
I'd
for it, and they go for it, you'd be mad at both.
Because I feel like guys, they're going to do it. They don't care.
When I said go for it, I meant, bitch, I dare
you
to go for it.
Because, I mean, you have the free will to go for it. But, I mean, if you go for it,
then
you're...
So she don't need to ask your permission.
See.
I'm just judging you after this point.
Like, now you can judge me because you're territorial. Like, I'm done.
Uh-uh, and that might be the husband that God had intended for her.
Well, then date his cousin. Like, whatever.
On that motherfucking note, yeah, you're a hot-ass mess. You came in here like you were... Like,
right, little by little,
innocent, professional. Come to find out, you're a whole Taurus.
That's my name. My name on Instagram is Hope Mess. Like, I'm not denying that I'm a mess.
It's Hot Mess Mom.
I'm a complete mess, but I'm. Mm-mm.
Nobody could have her seconds or thirds or none of it. If she licked it, you can't stick it.
Not if you knew about it. If you didn't know about it, then okay.
But you would still question it.
Yeah, you still question it. And they still, once you know, you want
to
make it
know. Then there's no way for me to. There's no way for me to judge something you didn't know.
And then for you,
ignorance is bliss. Go for it.
So everyone has.
For me, I'm taking it. And so far, I've been passed on some good ones.
Yeah. I'm starting a group. Going to be called Pass. Pass it to Steph if you feel like anyone.
No, don't pass it to Steph. Steph is occupied right now.
Oh my gosh. She gets one good swipe and she's done. So, okay.
It wasn't one good.
Not
it was
one
like multiple
good. Okay.
Good.
All right. You had a whole romp in the sack or outside or wherever the fuck. You said you fucked outside?
In the rain.
You're romantic.
Very romantic.
She's so romantic. Can't stand her. So. Okay, so
what?
Have you learned anything? Have you learned anything about
Taurus today?
We learned a lot about Taurus today.
Taurus today.
They are petty and greedy.
Yes, very.
And very territorial.
What I learned today.
Do you feel like you're still going to, you're no longer accepting applications, but
no.
You were willing to accept applications from friends who have fucked the applicants?
I mean, I have to.
Obviously, it's not like a first choice, but
right, and it's not open. Like it happens all the time, but I don't know. It depends on the friend.
More often than not, they are decent candidates.
Yeah.
Now, do you have some people in your life that you just be like, I would never take anybody to deal with them, or is it all just a case by case?
It's just a case by case. But I really don't have friends in my life that I would feel like. They make really bad decisions or they're just super, the niggas they fuck with is super grimy or anything like that. I feel like at this point in my life, the friends that I do have, those are my real good friends and they all have like substance to them and the people that they date for the most part.
Yeah, so you're not friends with anyone who like, you're just.
We're not party friends. We're not hanging out type of shit. It's not like them girls that, I'm hanging out with her today just because type of shit.
Yeah.
Like I've really, within the last couple of years, made it a point to make my circle of friends and who, like, really get to know them.
Good job. So, with that being said, we're going to bring this to a close. I have no idea what next week will bring.
So, what about you? Are you fucking or sucking anybody that's your friends?
I've never been hooked up with somebody that...
I'm going to hook you up with somebody.
No. I wish somebody would hook me. I've never been hooked up with somebody, to my knowledge, that has fucked somebody else. I've had somebody come behind me and fuck somebody that I was fucking, but as far as, like, someone that I was with.
Like, literally right behind you?
No, not right behind me, but, you know, a couple of years down the road. And I've definitely had, you know, the guy that I was dealing with, like, had hella bitches. So I'm kind of, like, a different case, a special case. But I don't care. Like, I know the people fuck and I know the people have relationships. What I don't like is when your relationship was just sex and you made it more, like, you made it more in your head. So now you're like in your head, you think that you guys
were in love
or you guys actually dated, but he's basically, or she is
has
like,
always made it a point that it was sex.
Yeah. I don't even think that this, not saying that it doesn't happen with women because the lesbian community is very small in LA, but as far as like, I don't even know if that's happened. I've definitely met a lot of women who, like, have dated or something to that extent. Like, someone that knows someone or, like, but never, like, a friend. Maybe because I don't have that many gay friends. Like, my friends are, for the most part, straight.
Really?
The ones that I haven't dated.
Oh, okay.
Like, you and...
I was going to say, every time you go somewhere, they're all gay.
No, they're not all gay. There's a few. But, like, that's never happened. So, yeah, I don't
So
really
would you
care.
Still date somebody or have sex with somebody that your friend? Now, not before. We know you've done it before, but...
We know you're a pro.
But nowadays.
Yeah. Like, if they just had sex, yeah. If they were in a relationship, no. Right. Or if there was, like, some type of chemistry and it's weird, then no. Mm-mm. No. I'll be still trying to make threesomes happen, so.
Oh. Well.
Well, so.
That was a show.
With that being said.
To know the
end. So, again, you can follow the Dirty 30 Diary. If you have any interesting stories or you need advice or we're you have a few questions, we're amazing at advice. You can see we're like problem solvers for helping helping people in their with their life experiences. So you can feel free to email the Dirty 30 Diary at gmail.com. And that's a 3-0, by the way. And then same thing on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. The Dirty 30 Diary on all platforms. I want to thank Steph.
Oh, and you're welcome.
You can follow her on unforgettable.steph. We're trying to get her to change her Instagram name.
No, I feel like it's very fitting. Sorry. Good or bad, you're never going to forget me.
Never forget me. You're going to have nightmares. And do you want to share your it's, well, it's oat.
It's oat mess, mom.
So H-A-U-T mess, M-E-S-S, mom. M-O-M. On Instagram and Twitter, or just Instagram?
Instagram and Twitter and Facebook.
So, but I proceed with caution. If you happen to date her, you cannot date anyone else for the rest of your life.
Or look at anybody.
Or look at anyone else or be remotely interested in anyone else.
You're not going to want to, so it doesn't matter.
She'll fuck it up. You moved on. Anyway, we're not going to talk about that anymore. So, yes, go ahead and follow all of those pages. And we'll be back next Wednesday. Anybody? Any party words? No?
No.
Bye.
Bye.